It was Saturday night, and everybody was out to have fun. But there was this one little turtle that wanted to have all the fun that everybody else had, but really didn't know how. He thought, well, you know what? If they're all going to have fun, so can I. So he headed into town. Well, when he headed into town, he realized that, you know, he left all of his friends behind. He left his nice warm house behind. He was heading into town, and he didn't know even how long he was going to be there. How long was he going to stay in town? Was he going to be there for a few hours? All night? A few days? He had no idea. But what he did know is that he had something to offer. And that was, his shell was nothing more than a great big dresser. It had drawers all the way around. And each drawer was locked. And in some drawers, he held valuables. Very valuable valuables, like diamonds and rubies and gold and all the things that made people happy. He had in his drawers that was built right in his shell. But he realized one thing. It was pretty heavy to carry. All that stuff he had to carry with him no matter where he went. If he wanted to have all of his jewels, he had to take it with him. And you know what was really hard? Going home or over to a friend's house, because all of his turtles lived in trees. And they had like tree houses. And the only way you could get into the tree house was when they dropped a rope. And then they let the rope hang from the tree house. And the turtle had to climb up the rope. But that's pretty hard for a turtle to climb. They had to climb special. Because their hands and legs were so far apart from each other, they had to use one foot first, then reach up with one arm and hold on real tight, and then lift up their foot just a little bit more and grab a little higher, and then push up real hard up to the next level. And then, what's that, Harley?
I was thinking that the rope could have like a where they grab onto the rope and they just pull them up instead of having to climb all the way.
Oh, that's an idea. So he started to climb up the rope like that, one foot and one hand at a time. But the problem was he had such a hard time, he started hollering. Elmas! Elmas, can you hear me? And Elmas was his buddy from about 10 years ago, you knew him. And he hollered, Elmas, can you hear me? And Elmas come running out to the front door. Is that you, Jaco? And Elmas, he was so surprised to see him. He said, Jaco, what are you doing? And Jaco hollers up, I'm coming to visit, but I can't get up. I'm really having a hard time because I can't climb very fast. Well, Jaco said, well, here's what I'll do. I'll just pull you up. Hey, that's an idea, said Jaco. He said, that's a good idea. Pull me up. So he started to pull him up, one hand at a time, little by little, going up higher and higher and higher. He was passing all the branches, and he was passing all the leaves, and he was getting higher than that birdhouse over there, and he was getting way up into the, I guess you would call it a nest, but it was actually like a house up in a tree, so it would be more like a tree house. And he was getting it. All of a sudden, he gets to the front step and, oh, thank you. Thanks for pulling me up. Oh, he said, that's okay. I do that for all my friends. Well, Jacob was pretty happy now. And so they sat down and had some coffee for a little while. Then they noticed some paper airplanes flying by. What the heck is that? Paper airplanes up in a tree? Never heard of it before. What would paper airplanes be doing up here? Then as one came swooping by, he reached out and grabbed it. And he opened it up and it said, come to the party Friday night. Well, that was tomorrow night. They're going to go to the party and have fun. So that's what they did. They went to the party and had fun. And that was what they did for the next 6 weeks until he eventually graduated from PSU and discovered that only intelligent people were able to get jobs of any value. One person had a steamroller who was not a very good steamroller, but managed to flatten down a lot of things that he didn't like old books that he had, but why would he wreck an old book just because it's old? That wasn't good. So a lot of people didn't like him. He was the book destroyer. Well, that wasn't any fun. Mm-hmm. Nobody liked doing that. So
you should tell where the steamroller goes into a public library and smashes and flattens all the old books.
Mm-hmm. And the old steamroller one day got up on Saturday morning, stretched his arms up in the air and said, "Okay, we're going for a ride." He jumped on the steamroller, started it up, and away they went. All the way down to the local library, and he sat outside facing the front door and just let the engine run. Then he revved up the engine. Vroom, vroom. He said, "Okay." He hollered as loud as he could, "Everybody out right now." And sure enough, he had to holler it again because hardly anybody heard him. "Everybody out right now." Well, sure enough, one by one they come flying out, and the word started to spread that the steamroller was coming in. Everybody was jumping out, and some were even jumping out of the windows, out of the doors, the back doors, the side doors, out of more windows. They were even crawling out of the basement windows and the second story windows too. Everybody was climbing out of the library because the steamroller was coming in. Vroom, vroom, he started it up. He had to go up about 3 stairs, but it didn't bother him because he was a pretty powerful steamroller. And up he went. Boom, 1 step, 2 steps, 3 steps, 4. Up into the front door. Then he laid on the gas. And kabam, right through the front door. Not a person was in the library. Not one person. But you know what Martha, the librarian, did? She gathered up all the old books they didn't want anymore, the ones that were torn and ripped and marked all up, and the ones that had things spilled on them, and the ones that had all bent and dented. She put them in a big pile, and she was gone too. But he knew what it meant. It meant to start flattening them out. So there he went. And he hit the big pile of books, kabang, and rolled up on top of them. Then he backed up over them, and he rolled up on top of them again. And then the side way, he went the other way, and back and forth, and back and forth. He did that for about 1.5 hours. Now that's a long time. And by the time he was done, he had papers everywhere. The book binders were here, the front cover was over there, the back covers were over there. They had parts laying all over the place. He had pictures and they had pages and everything was everywhere, binders splattered out all over the place. Well, he said, "I guess that's it for the day. I did a good job." He just turned himself around and started going right out the front door again. And just as he was going out the front door, thinking everything was fine and dandy, there were 3 policemen waiting for him. "We got a problem here, Bob." And he thought, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now." "The problem is you broke through the doorway here and you're going to have to pay $376 to get it fixed." He thought, "Whew, that's it, no problem. Here's your money, $375 cash." "Whoa, that's a good one there. Okay, you can go now." So he started up his big old flattener and started to drive away. And went on down the street. Steamroller went just about as fast as the other cars because it was a souped-up one. And he rode himself all the way home and parked in the garage, went in the house, had dinner, went to bed, and fell asleep. And he slept for 3 days, fell completely asleep. And everybody lived happily ever after. The end.